you to go somewhere in faith? Did you obey or not? Today on Dash, Dr. Dixon shares the effects of your obedience or disobedience. Grow, sow, and go in faith. Let's listen now.
Hello, I'm Carol Dixon here again, and I'm just enjoying this time with you. I want to give you some thought-provocative subjects that will make you think, that'll move you into an action. A lot of people have been stagnant, not only in physical realms and moving about and all that, but let's talk about the stagnation that has happened in the spirit. So this morning, I want to share with you about the fact that you need to grow, sow, and go in faith. How about that? Oh, Matthew 9 and 29 says, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." Wow. You know, that's so important today, because a lot of times we want to do what someone else is doing and we want to measure ourselves by that. But God is saying, according to your faith. Oh, come on, come on. Wherever we are, He's right there for us to grow, sow, and go in faith. Colossians 2 and 7 says, "Let your roots grow down into Him, and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." I like that, huh? God wants you to focus on growing, sowing, and going in faith. All right? First of all, God wants you to grow in faith. He doesn't want you to be a spiritual baby. The Bible says, you know, that we're to let your roots go down. Let them go down and just begin to, you know, let God, I love this, here I go, give you inspiration, information, inspiration, revelation. Oh, let God just begin to move in your life. Let your roots grow down. That's how strength comes. That's how maturity comes. Then your faith will grow. Mm-hmm. In the truth you have been taught. Now, how about that? Not in anything, but in the truth and the Bible. Thy word is truth. And you will overflow with thankfulness. That's the goodness of God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, you're so good. Thank you. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. Thank you. Ah, that's manifestation. All right, let's move on. God also wants you to sow in faith. He wants you to learn to become generous, because you cannot become like Christ without becoming generous. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 and 6, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." Huh? That's the law of sowing and reaping. And it's true in every area of your life. If you sow criticism, you're going to reap criticism. If you sow love, you're going to reap love. If you sow kindness, you will reap kindness. And you always reap more than you sow. When you plant one kernel of corn, just one corn kernel in the ground, you don't get one kernel back. You get a whole stalk. You always get back more, positive or negative, of what you put out in life. Remember that. Then God wants you to go in faith. Hebrews 11 and 8 says, "It was by faith Abraham obeyed God's call to go to another place God promised to give him. He left his own country, not knowing where he was going to go." Would you do that? Abraham was in his retirement phase, just about to hang it up and settle down. Then God says, "No, dust yourself off and get ready for the greatest journey of your life." Oh, my God, my God. When you live by faith, it involves going, often to places you were never planning to go. Why is it so important for you to develop your faith? Why? You know why? The Bible explains it over and over again. Yeah, it does. In Hebrews 11 and 6, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." Matthew 9, 29, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." Romans 14, 23, "Anything that is not done in faith is sin." Oh, everything God does in your life, He does by His grace and through your faith. I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.